Then Paul said, I think I must be the luckiest man in the world. He sat up and then bent down over me. That is by far the loveliest fantasy I have ever heard. You are so amazing in every possible way. And like that, it just became an amusing little story I had shared with him. Or so I thought. 2 months ago, we celebrated our 5th wedding anniversary. And as far back as 6 months prior, Paul started talking about how I should keep my schedule clear during our anniversary weekend. He didn't want to reveal anything about what he had in mind, just that I had to be ready at 7 p.m. on that Friday night. The anticipation was quite difficult to bear. We had been on some lovely hikes together, and I could easily imagine that that was the extent of what he had planned. Or perhaps a sailing trip on his boat. But dressing for the two things would be very different from a trip to a fancy restaurant or a trip to the theatre. I decided on a cute and sensible look. I packed my black knee-high suede boots and a red dress I knew Paul adored me in. It was comfortable enough that it would be all right for sailing and even for light hiking. Paul came to pick me up at 7 p.m. on the dot. We went to a charming little Italian restaurant. I love Italian food. We ate and drank and chatted for most of the evening. I glanced once or twice down on the floor next to his chair, but there was no present there for me. I thought perhaps he had bought me a piece of jewelry, but he didn't take anything out. Nothing at all. I could still clearly tell that he was oddly tense about something.